God says, our people must learn to help all who need their assistance, that their lives will be fruitful. If you want your life to be fruitful, productive, effective, successful, you want your life to bear fruit, you have to learn to give to other people. You have to learn generosity. You'll never have a fruitful, effective, productive life without generosity.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Most of the time, when you think of passing on a legacy, you think of leaving something to your loved ones. Money, a classic car, your home, jewelry, or maybe a family heirloom. Those are all nice things, but no thing lasts forever. Wouldn't you like to leave behind an inheritance that lasts into eternity? Today, as we continue with our series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy, Pastor Rick shares with us six indispensable biblical principles you need to pass on to the next generation to ensure their spiritual success, your legacy that will last into eternity. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Generosity is Love in Action.
The Bible says this in Matthew 6, 24. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, circle the word cannot. Notice that he didn't say you should not. He says you cannot. It's an impossibility. You have to choose. You can't have two number one things in your life. My number one goal is to make a lot of money, and my number one goal is to serve God. No, one's going to be number one, one's going to be number two. You can't have two number ones. Anything you put before God in your life, no matter how good it is, becomes your God. And there's a word for anything that's not God that becomes your God. It's called an idol. And idols will severely disappoint you because an idol cannot forgive your past. And an idol cannot give you a purpose in the present. And an idol cannot give you a home in heaven. I've talked with women who've put a man first in their life before God. They are severely disappointed because no man is God. And no man can meet your needs the way God does. I've met men who put a career first place in their life, and they are severely disappointed because no career can meet your life needs like God can. No woman can meet your life needs like God can. You will always just be disappointed by anything that takes the place of God at number one in your life. He said, you have to choose. Now, it's interesting that Jesus in the Bible talked more about money than he did about heaven or than he did about hell. Now, why is that? Because it's the number one thing that keeps us from God. Materialism and my desire to hold on to things and thinking that life is all about things keeps me from getting to know God. It strikes at the core of my selfishness. It keeps people from knowing God. In fact, I've noticed over 26 years, I can talk about almost anything on Sunday morning and people will be cool with it until I start talking about money. If I say money, people start getting a little upset, a little uptight. Like some of you right now, go ahead, breathe, okay? Breathe, that's all right, okay? I'm not after your money. Just go ahead and breathe, all right? And they get upset. Why do we get uptight? Because the most sensitive nerve in the human body goes from the heart to the wallet. And we spend all of our lives making money, earning money, saving money, wanting money, investing money. And so when we talk about it, like, somebody might take my money, we get so upset. And we actually revert back to childhood. Mine, mine. It's acting like a little baby. What is the antidote to materialism? How do we teach the next generation not to fall for the trap that many of us have? The only antidote to materialism is giving. You see, if materialism is getting, the only way you break the grip of materialism is giving. Every time you give, you become more like Christ. You become more generous. Every time you give, your heart grows bigger. Every time you give, you break the grip of materialism. You defeat it. Every time you give, you make a counterculture statement. You're actually doing something quite radical. Whenever you're generous, we do not live in a generous society. We live in a society that says, I'm going to get as much as I can for me. Look out for number one. You know, you got to do what's best for me. When you do, when you're generous, you are a counterculture revolutionary. And you're saying, I refuse to be sucked up into that false myth that life is about the acquisition of things. And that you judge your life on how big your pile is at the end of life. It is not that. Jesus said, a man's life consists not in the abundance of things that he possesses. Not. And I've told you many times, the greatest things in life are not things. And your value has nothing to do with your valuables. And your self-worth has nothing to do with your net worth. And your possessions have nothing to do with your purpose in life. And so we learn to give. Every time you give, you have a spiritual victory. It's a win over Satan. And by the way, if you're a parent, let your kids see you give. They need to see you being generous. Not just tithing at church. I'm talking about loaning stuff to other people, buying dinner for somebody else, giving things to others. Let them see you being generous with your time. Let them see you being generous in every area of life. You'll never regret it. Number three, generosity draws me closer to God. It draws me closer to God. Now, this is why Satan fights it. Now, the Bible says, where your treasure is, or your heart will be wherever your treasure is. So where's your heart today? Simple. It's wherever you put your money. Some of you, your treasure's in your home. Your heart's in your home. That's where you put your money. Some of you, your heart's in your boat. Your heart's in your cabin. Your heart's in that car that you love. Your heart's in, wherever you put your money, that's where your heart's gonna go. You wanna get interested in Coca-Cola Company? Buy some stock. The moment you buy some stock, you're gonna be very interested in the stock price of Coca-Cola. Now, if your treasure's not there, you couldn't care less about Coke stock. You wanna get interested in Microsoft? Buy some stock in Microsoft. Wherever you put your money, you put your money in a candidate, all of a sudden you're very interested in that candidate. Wherever your treasure is, your heart will be also. Now what that means is that where I put my money reveals my priorities and reveals my love. You see, I could say I love God. I love Jesus. Do you ever spend any time with him? No. Then you don't really love him as much as you think you do. Well, I really love my kids. You spend enough time with them? No. Then you don't really love them the way you think you do. You know? I love being in shape. You work out? No. You don't really love being in shape. Okay. Was that a nervous laugh just then? The point is that what we say, here's how you know what's important to people. Look at their calendar and look at their checkbook stubs or their bank statement. Because the way we spend our time and the way we spend our money really says what's important to us. I could tell you, oh, this is really important to me. But if I don't spend time on it, I don't spend money on it, my heart isn't really there.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across our country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
See, I could say I love God. I love Jesus. You ever spend any time with him? No. Then you don't really love him as much as you think you do. Well, I really love my kids. You spend enough time with them? No. Then you don't really love them the way you think you do. You know? I love being in shape. You work out? No. Then you don't really love being in shape. Okay. Was that a nervous laugh just then? The point is that what we say, here's how you know what's important to people. Look at their calendar and look at their checkbook stubs or their bank statement. Because the way we spend our time and the way we spend our money really says what's important to us. I could tell you, oh, this is really important to me. But if I don't spend time on it, I don't spend money on it, my heart isn't really there. And so, when I give to God, guess where my heart goes? It goes toward God. It draws to him. It draws me closer. It's an act of worship. Now, not only does it draw me closer to God, it also draws me to others when I give to them. And that's why number four is generosity develops my love. It displays God's character. It defeats materialism. It draws me closer to God, and it develops my love. And here I'm talking about your love for other people. Just like if I give an offering to God, it draws my heart closer to God. If I give you some money, it draws me closer to you. Generosity creates community. Generosity creates community. Randy Frazee said it like this. He said, I had to learn about the connection between generosity and community from my unchurched neighbor. One day my neighbor came over and asked if he could borrow my ladder. I said, sure. I later learned he already had a ladder. He had one of his own. He didn't need to borrow mine. He said he just used it as a way to build our relationship. When he borrowed my stuff, it made me feel I was needed. And I liked that feeling. Now I've learned to do the same thing. My other neighbor is Roger. And he's got a shop vac that I borrow every Friday night to clean out my car with my son. Now, every Friday night, Roger even leaves it out for me. I told Roger recently that I could afford to buy my own shop vac, but I just liked the interaction with him coming over and borrowing his. Roger asked me to please not buy one. I can now see how generosity creates community. I give to God, it draws me closer to God. I give to other people, it draws me closer to them. Look at what the Bible says. Your generosity not only provides for the needs of God's people, but it also produces prayers of thanksgiving to God. When we fed all those 42,000 homeless people, I got so many letters of thanksgiving to God for what you had done. It builds community. Look at this verse on the screen. God says, our people must learn to help all who need their assistance, that their lives will be fruitful. If you want your life to be fruitful, productive, effective, successful, you want your life to bear fruit, you have to learn to give to other people. You have to learn generosity. You'll never have a fruitful, effective, productive life without generosity. Now, the first followers of Christ, the early Christians, were famous for their generosity. In fact, look at this verse on the screen. The community of believers shared everything in common. Generosity creates community. You want to get close to somebody? Give them a gift. It gets you closer to them. Now, when we're generous with each other, it draws each other together. And yet, look at what happens when we don't do that. 1 John 3:17. If you see some brother or sister in need, and you have the means to do something about it, but you turn a cold shoulder and you do nothing, what happens to God's love? It disappears, and you made it disappear. Now, Tom is going to come and talk about the next two ways that we have to teach generosity to the next generation.
Fifth way to teach generosity is generosity determines my blessing. That's what people need to hear. That's what I need to be reminded of. It determines my blessing. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 9, generous people will be blessed. And I have seen that time after time after time, hundreds of times. I mean, if we started telling stories of how God has blessed you for your generosity, we could be here till next week telling stories. I think Shondell and I, the time in our married life that we saw most how God blesses us through generosity was when we lost it all. I've told you before that years ago we lost everything in a flood. A levee broke near our house and 9 feet of water was in our house. Everything was lost. Everything was gone. We happened to be across town and not even there at the time. All we had left was the car we were driving, the clothes on our back. I mean, we literally drove our Chevy to the levee and the levee was dry. It literally happened to us. It's always good to laugh at other people's pain. I know it is. And we had given all of our lives. We had tithed all our lives, more than tithed. I'm a pastor. I wasn't going to challenge other people to follow Jesus in a way I wasn't willing to follow Jesus. So why would God let that happen to us? How could he let that happen to us? I got to tell you, over the next several months after that happened, we saw God bless our lives in ways that we would have never seen otherwise, even through difficulties. We saw from all over the country people come in and rebuild our house, resupply all the things that we'd lost. And all of a sudden, they were all back. And because of that, things had just a little less of a hold on us than they'd had before. We saw people that built relationships with us out of that time that we wouldn't have had otherwise. This church, Saddleback Church, 5 years before I came here to be a pastor, took up an offering for me to rebuy the books in my pastor's library. So now that I've been a pastor here for about 15 years, I can still look at my library and see many of the books in my library were bought by this church because they loved me before I came. That's a blessing I wouldn't have had otherwise. God blesses us in the ups and downs in life through our generosity. Look at what Jesus said about this. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. If you give, you will receive, and your gift will return to you in full measure and running over. Whatever measure you use in giving will be used to measure what is given back to you. Do you see what God's saying there? God's saying, you get to choose. I'm allowing you to choose how I will bless your life. As you give, then you will receive. That's the measure of how it's going to happen. You've heard that God says that refusing to tithe is like robbing God. Have you ever wondered how that works? How is it robbing God to not tithe? I mean, God doesn't need my money. What am I robbing God of? I'm robbing him of his opportunity to bless me, his opportunity to do things in my life that he wants to do. Stingy people miss out on so many of God's blessings. If you ever look at a stingy person and think, wow, I sort of envy them because they're holding on to their things and they're building up a bigger stockpile than I have. Don't envy them, pity them, because they're missing out on so many of God's blessings. This next verse in your outline, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously and do so without a grudging heart. And then because of this, God will bless you in all your work and in everything that you put your hand to. So I just say, don't let Satan rob you of one more minute of blessing. This verse up on your screen, 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way for all your generosity. I've just told you a couple of promises from the Bible about generosity. The truth of the matter is, there are more promises in the Bible about giving than about anything else. There's a sixth thing that generosity brings into our lives that we want to pass on. Generosity deepens my joy. It deepens my joy. You make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give. You leave a legacy by what you give. And that's the exact opposite to the way much of the world thinks. Most of the world thinks there's more happiness in what you get. Jesus said, it's not true. It's not true. There is more happiness in what you give. You want to be more joyful in your life? Then be more generous as a person.
Number 7, generosity demonstrates my faith. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 9:13, it says, your giving proves, it's the proof, of the reality of your faith. I saw a bumper sticker once that said, if you love Jesus, tithe, any fool can honk.
Pastor Rick Warren with a powerful look at what it means to leave a lasting legacy. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to rickwarren.org and listen online anytime or download the Daily Hope with Rick Warren podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. That's rickwarren.org. Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's no secret that the spiritual and moral foundation that built our country is crumbling to the core. Our nation is deteriorating, and many people are without hope. We need a dramatic awakening in our nation to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. That's why we want to invite you to work shoulder to shoulder with us in bringing our nation back from the brink by investing monthly as a partner in hope. Your sustained monthly support will help us continue to broadcast the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation, on the air, and online. And to say thanks when you give monthly to Daily Hope, Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a signed copy of the hardback gift edition of his devotional book, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. That's rickwarren.org. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that the Bible promises that wherever God sends His word out, it will always produce results? It's a promise. It's a promise in Isaiah 55:11, where God says, "When I send my word out, it always produces fruit. It always accomplishes what I want it to, and it prospers everywhere I send it." That's in the Living Bible. I love that passage, and this is why we do what we do here at Daily Hope. We're constantly sending out God's word to give hope to people who have no hope, and to tell them about the love and the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, we couldn't do this without your support. It's your prayers, it's your financial support that helps God send His word across the country and all around the world through Daily Hope broadcasts. You know, God has really blessed this ministry, and we say to Him be the glory, but we still have many more people to reach. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and every one of them needs to know Jesus Christ. Many of them have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so this is our faith goal. You know, we started Daily Hope Ministry because we want to reach what we call the unreached, unengaged people groups. That's the about 3,000 remaining tribes in the world that have no Bible, no believer, and no body of Christ. And there's still about 3,000 tribes where the name of Jesus has not been proclaimed. How do we get there? By taking this broadcast to what we call near neighbors and encouraging them to then go in and reach those people, we hope to one day finish and help complete the Great Commission as doing our part with everybody else who's doing their part to follow the command of Christ. As we tell others about the love of Jesus, God helps us to trust Him even more. And of course, the Bible says, the more you help others, the more God blesses you. And so thank you for your gifts. I know that God is blessing you and will continue to bless you as you bless others. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Just want you to know that I love you. I thank God for you. I care for you. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast to hopeless and hurting people across the country and around the globe. So if you feel led to become a partner in hope, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting www.rickwarren.org. Your gift as a partner in hope will help us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.